Father, just thank you for this time of Sabbath, for your time of coming together, for your day of rest, for a time of just coming before you to worship, to hear. Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, may you come, lead us, guide us, teach us, convict us. May we have ears to hear, may we have eyes to see, may we have wisdom for these days ahead. Truly may we see, Messiah, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Clayton, we're on the triennial reading, so we may not be where you expect if you're on the yearly reading. We are in Deuteronomy 4 today. I think regardless of the calendars, sometime last week you celebrated trumpets. And trumpets being the Yom Teruah, the day of shouting, the day of announcement, the beginning of the fall feast system, or time, season, thank you, one of the best words. As we're looking to Yom Kippurim, the day of atonement, the day of judgment, and I believe we are seeing judgment in this country. And then again, looking forward to Sukkot, the time when we see Messiah return, when he will come and tabernacle with us. And I think we are in an interesting season this year, and for the next few years, I think we're going to have quite a ride. Not sure how long that ride will last, but again, I think you better be ready. Get prepared. If there is anything you have not done, it's time to get it done. If you cannot see these last few days, the things that have happened here in America, if you have not listened to your president, to the news, to seeing the Americans left in Afghanistan, even down to school children from California, to the flights that did come out of Afghanistan and then landed in various Middle East countries, offloaded the Afghanis, unloaded others, brought them into the state, sent them to our military bases, and started giving them all ivermectin. So that doesn't work. Just, I guess we brought in a bunch of horses because the CDC said that was horse medicine. Isn't it amazing? They're not getting the vaccine. They're getting ivermectin to make sure they're safe. Yeah. I guess there's a lot of Middle Eastern parasites. To our president on Thursday, announcing that his patience is wearing thin. For all these people who need to have a little respect for others, and go ahead and line up and get the RNA changing, perhaps DNA changing, experimental at best, demonic at worst, the vaccine. And that if you don't, then he's going to basically bring the full power of the government to see that you are mandated to. We see it already happening. If you have bothered to look in Australia, where the police are literally tasing people and giving them the shots where they're down. That even their news is starting to go, this really looks bad on the world scene. Look at how others are reporting on us. Is this how Australia wants to look? To New Zealand, where they're clamping down on even the news so the reports aren't getting out worse, but New Zealand, let's see, what'd they do a couple of years ago? Oh, yeah, disarmed everybody. And now are forcing them to. Is there a message there for us? Be ready. They have beaten the price of silver down about $5 a coin, so now is an excellent time if you have not. Yeah, it went from 28 to 23. Oh, no, not to $5. The price has dropped about $5 a coin. No, if it dropped $5 a coin, we would be out with a sign. We'll work for $5 to get some good one. So I think it closed yesterday at 23.80, something like that, down from 28 just a couple weeks ago. Down from 30 last month. While the stock market drops and the dollar is beaten, and exact opposite of what should be happening in the markets. And again, as Biden is now talking about going into private business and mandating either your people will be vaccinated or they will be tested, and you can test them. And just take the test out of their paychecks. We already have a shortage in most of the country due to the stimulus that doesn't seem to be stimulating, but instead telling people, why go to work for $10 an hour when we'll pay you $12 an hour, $15 an hour to sit home. Turkey farmers have said, if you heard the report last week, that they can't find anybody to pluck their turkeys. So they're just slaughtering them and burying them. So if you want a turkey for Thanksgiving, it's a coat, you better buy quick. Chickens going the same way, beef. Farmers are plowing their fields under in the north. I mean, in the Midwest, because the government's telling them they have to. That has nothing to do with the floods that happened last couple weeks with Ida and Larry and. Well, I guess that calls off our Greenland trip. So, again, if Yah is not getting our attention, we're getting flash floods in parts of Jersey and New York where they had never, ever called a flash flood warning since the system got put in. Strongest storm to hit Louisiana since the 40s or 50s. Since Mr. West was middle-aged. Since you were middle-aged. It's just, again, a time when if you're not waking up now, I don't know what it will take to wake you up. Well, the scripture says at the end, those who are doing evil, keep right on doing evil. Those who are doing good, keep on doing good.
There was a video on Telegram, and this guy was, in the United States, this guy was doing a petition saying, but you want to sign this petition where two people on that refused. Everybody else that he brought that, and it was a joke, but I mean,
yeah. They already put out, I mean, if you saw, I guess about a month ago when the MEMA did their exercise and stuff, the first part was community exercises. Identify houses in the area where you could basically herd the unvaccinated from that area to be quarantined. From community to community to community. And how could we provide for them there? No, this was in people's houses.
Yeah.
Doing y'all a favor. Well, it's amazing that we have herd immunity, but the ones who are getting the shot, like Roger Wicker, didn't even have immunity. You know, that was interesting. Some of the football players who have had the shots still getting COVID. My mother's neighbor, both he and his wife, fully vaccinated, and she got COVID. What's the purpose of the shot if you're not even protected by the shot? Well, that's double mask and get the third one, and you'll be fine. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Verses 1 through 49. Now, O Israel, listen to the laws and the right rulings which I am teaching you to do so that you live. So what was the purpose of the law? That we live. So Jesus came to do away with the law so we could not. Wait, I thought he came to give life, and if the purpose of the law was to live, then he came to give? Amazing. It is. You shall go in and possess the land which Yah, your Elohim of your fathers, is giving you. Do not add to the word which I command you, and do not take away from it, so as to guard the commands of Yah, your Elohim, which I am commanding you. Boy, have we missed that one. Your eyes have seen what Yah did at Baal Peor, for Yah, your Elohim, has destroyed from your midst all the men who followed Baal Peor. But you who are clinging to Yah, your Elohim, are alive today, every one of you. See, I have taught you laws and right rulings, as Yah, your Elohim, commanded me, to do thus in the land which you go to possess. You shall guard and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding before the eyes of the peoples who hear all these laws, and they shall say, only a wise and understanding people is this great nation. So again, not only did the laws give us life, what did those who were around us say? Wow, what a wise and understanding nation that has these laws. And that's exactly what they say about the church today, isn't it? Oh, I wonder why. For what great nation is there which has Elohim so near to it as Yah our Elohim is to us whenever we call on him? And what great nation is there that has such laws and right rulings like all this Torah which I set before you today? Do we We understand why the Taliban despises America and the decadence of the West. How is there a worldwide thought of the decadence of the West? Because when you look at our society, it looks pitiful. It is a shame when those who say they are founded on Scripture, on the Judeo-Christian principles, live less moral lives than those who don't even serve a true God. You know the Taliban pray multiple times a day? How many times do we? They fast. How many times do we? Now, sure, that's just works. What did Messiah say? Do these works so that they may be seen and glorify your Father who is in heaven. You know why they don't glorify our Father? We don't do any of them to see. Instead, we'll have the LGBT pride parade. We'll have diversity in our schools. We'll teach our four-year-olds that doesn't matter what your anatomy is, that doesn't determine your gender. And we wonder why the world has no respect. You know who else has no respect? Scripture says, I would that you were hot or cold, but you are neither. You are lukewarm, so I will smile and pat you on your head. Or I'll say, grace, grace. I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'll vomit you. And we think we can stand up and sing God Bless America when we've chosen curses and death, when we've kicked him out of our schools, out of our public life, out of our airways, and trying to kick him out of all of our judicial system. What do we expect? Verse 9, only guard yourselves and guard your life diligently, lest you forget the words your eyes have seen, and lest they turn aside from your hearts all the days of your life. You shall make them known to your children and your grandchildren. There's our problem. Literally, as a whole, the church has forgotten his word. We have not taught them to our children and our grandchildren. Instead, we've taught exactly the opposite, the laws of bondage. Jesus came to set us free from the law. Jesus was the end to all that. Even though in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, think not that I came to do away with the law. And we teach, Jesus came to do away with the law. Then he went further and said, not one jot nor tittle shall pass away from the law. Then he went further and says, whoever teaches one of these little ones to break the least of the commands shall be least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever teaches and does the commands shall be greatest in the kingdom. How hard is that to understand? Did he say you had to do these to get in the kingdom of heaven? No. He said how to be greatest. What to do? Because of the price I was paid with, because his blood purchased me, because he took out my heart of stone and gave me a heart of flesh. Why would I not want to live like him, live for him, be like him? Is he not the firstborn among many brethren? Then what should his brothers look like? The day when you stood before Yah, your Elohim, in Horeb, Yah said to me, assemble the people to me, and I make them hear my words, so that they learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth and teach their children. You came years to the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. And Yah spoke to you out of the middle of the fire. You heard a voice of words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. He made known to you his covenant, which he commanded you to do, the 10 words. He wrote them on 2 tables of stone. Yah commanded me at that time to teach you laws and right rulings for you to do them in the land which you pass over to possess. Therefore, diligently guard yourselves, for you saw no form when Yah spoke to you at Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you should do corruptly and shall make for yourself a carved image. In the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the heavens, the likeness of any creature that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth. Lest you lift up your eyes to the heavens, you shall see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heavens, and you be drawn away into bowing down to them and serving them. Which Yah, your Elohim, has lied to all the peoples under the heavens. But Yah has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Mitzrayim, to be his people and inheritance as it is today. Yah was enraged with me because of your words and swore that I would not pass over the Jordan, that I would not enter into the good land which Yah, your Elohim, has given you as an inheritance. For I am to die in this land, I am not passing over the Jordan. But you are passing over and shall possess the good land. Guard yourselves lest you forget the covenant of Yah your Elohim, which he made with you. And shall make for yourself a carved image in any form as Yah your Elohim has commanded you. We go, oh, we've not made a carved image. Be it, have we not? Do we not worship another Jesus? Did he not say, beware in the last days, many will come in my name, but they will preach another gospel that I have not preached? What gospel did he come preaching? Repent! Is that the gospel we preach? Do we preach saved by grace? Sinner, saved by grace. Not saved from sin by grace. Because we never repent. We never turn. Oh, we quote, oh, we are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Except for nothing has passed away and nothing has become new. Oh, well, that's my heart. Great, because Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I'm guessing you speak with new tongues. Guessing you walk a different walk, talk a different talk, that people can see. Well, the law is just not possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, except for the one thing he told me to do. I mean, we say the Lord's Prayer. Yours is the power and the might and glory forever and ever. But right before that, we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But we're waiting for the rapture because we're not seeing his kingdom come, and we sure don't want his will to be done. What do you think he's bringing when he comes? when it says he comes and rules with an iron rod. Verse 24, for Yahya Elohim is a consuming fire, a jealous El. When you bring forth children and grandchildren, it shall grow old in the land and shall do corruptly and make the carved image in the form of whatever and shall do what is evil in the eyes of Yahya Elohim to provoke him. I shall call the heavens and earth to witness against you on that day that you soon completely perish from the land which you pass over the Jordan to possess. You do not prolong your days in it, but are completely destroyed. I shall scatter you among the peoples. There shall be left few in number among the nations where Yah drives you. You shall serve mighty ones, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, that neither hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you shall seek Yah your Elohim and shall find when you search for him with all your heart, with all your being, in your distress, when all these words shall come upon you in the latter days. Then you shall return to Yah your Elohim and shall obey. For Yah, your Elohim, is compassionate El. He does not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the days that Elohim created man on the earth. And ask from one end of the heaven to the other end of the heavens whether there has been a word as great as this, or has been heard like it. Has the people heard the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire? As you have heard and live? Or has Elohim tried to go and take for himself a nation from the midst of a nation by trials and by signs and by wonders and by battle and by a strong hand and an outstretched arm and by great fearsome deeds according to all that Yah your Elohim did for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes? You have been shown it to know that Yah himself is Elohim. There is no one besides him. From the heavens he let you hear his voice to instruct you, and on earth he showed you his great fire. You heard his words out of the midst of the fire, and because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought you out of Mitzrayim with his presence, with his great power, to drive out from before you nations greater and stronger than you, to bring you in, to give you their land as inheritance, as it is today. And you shall know today, shall recall to your heart that Yah himself is Elohim in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. There is none else. You shall guard his laws and his commands, which I command you today, so that it is well with you and your children after you, so that you prolong your days on the soil which Yah your Elohim is giving you for all time. Then Moshe separated three cities beyond the Jordan toward the rising of the sun for a manslayer to flee there, he who unknowingly murdered his neighbor, without having hated him in times past, and may flee to one of the cities and live, Bitzer in the wilderness in the level land of the Reubenites, Ramoth and Gilead of the Gadites, Golan and Bashan of the Manassehites. This is the Torah which Moshe set before the children of Israel. These are the witnesses and the laws and the right rulings which Moshe spoke to the children of Israel after they came out of Mitzrayim. Besides the Jordan, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, sovereign of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moshe and the children of Israel had stricken after they came out of Mitzrayim, and they took possession of his land in the land of Og, sovereign of Bashan, two sovereign of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan toward the rising of the sun, from Oryor, which is the bank of the Wadi Arnon, even to Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the desert plain beyond the yard and as far as the sea of Arba, below the slopes of Pisgah. Did Messiah not come and promise the same? If we love him, keep his commandments, he came only to do what he heard the Father say. That he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would not leave us comfortless. He would send the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who would come and convict the world of sin. Now, how could he even convict the world of sin if Torah is gone? Did Paul not say, without Torah, I would not have known sin? We had better be under the shadow of his wings, under his protection, on that straight and narrow, that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Because these days ahead, the enemy is seeing who he can still kill and destroy. These feasts are a preparation, a practice, a looking of where we are and a looking forward to, because soon, and I believe very soon, it will not just be this was a drill, if it was an actual emergency. We'll be there. A misstep on an obstacle course just cost you time. A misstep in the minefield cost you your life. There's a reason he has us practice. He has us ready. He has us study to show ourselves approved. He has us teach our children, our grandchildren, when we rise up, when we sit down, when we eat, when we sleep, when we play. Because he wants us to choose life. Isaiah 40. One through 25, but I'll probably end up reading through 31, the whole chapter. Word we need to hear. Comfort, comfort my people, says O Elohim. Speak the heart of Yerushalayim, cry out to her that her hard service is completed, that her crookedness is pardoned, that she shall receive from the hand of Yah double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yah, make straight in the desert a highway for our Elohim. Let every valley be raised, every mountain and hill be low, and the steep ground shall become level and the rough places smooth. The steam of Yah shall be revealed, and all flesh together shall see it, for the mouth of Yah has spoken. The voice said, cry out. He said, why do I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loving commitment is like the flower of the field. Grass shall wither, the flower shall fade. When the Spirit of Yah has blown on it, truly this people is grass. Grass shall wither, the flower shall fade, but the word of our Elohim stands to the New Testament, to the New Covenant, forever. Is Yah a liar? Is his arm short that he cannot keep his promises? Are his words still as true yesterday as ever? If his word is not true here, how can we trust his word about Messiah? If this covenant has changed and it's a new covenant, how do we know there's not going to be another and another and another? Have we kept Jesus' new covenant very well? Scripture says he's seated at the right hand of the Father till all his enemies are made his footstools. Are we about making his enemies his footstool? Or are we trying to make him a footstool for his enemies? You better hope Yah is a covenant-keeping Yah, or we're in vast trouble. You who bring good news to Zion, get up into the high mountains. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with strength. excuse me, lift it up and be not afraid. Say to the cities of Yehuda, see your Elohim. See, the Master Yah comes with strength, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He feeds his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arm, carries them in his bosom, gently leading those who are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured the heavens with a span, contained the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has meted out the spirit of Yahuwah? Who is his counselor that has taught him? With whom did he take counsel? Who instructed him, taught him in the path of right ruling? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? See, nations are as a drop in a bucket, or reckoned as dust on the balance. See, he lifts up isles as fine dust. Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beast enough for an ascending offering. All nations before him are as a nonentity. They are reckoned by him as less than a speck in emptiness. To whom would you liken El? What likeness would you compare to him? The workman molds a graven image, and the goldsmith overspreads it with gold. The silversmith casts silver chains. He who is too poor for such an offering chooses a tree that does not rot. He seeks for himself the skilled craftsman to prepare a carved image that does not totter. Did you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth. Its inhabitants are like grasshoppers who stretch out the heavens. Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. Who brings princes to naught? Shall make the rulers of earth as emptiness. Hardly have they planted. Hardly have they been sown. Hardly had their stock taken root in the earth. When he shall blow on them and they wither, and a whirlwind take them away like stubble. To whom then do you liken me? To whom am I compared? Says the set apart one. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these. He's bringing out their host by numbers. He calls them all by name. By the greatness of ability and potent of power, a man is not lacking. Why do you say, O Yaakov, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from Yah, and my rights are overlooked by my Elohim? Did you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting Elohim, Yahuwah, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. To those who have no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall stumble and fall. But those who wait on Yah renew their strength. They rise up on the wings like eagles. They run and are not weary. They walk and do not faint. Scripture says some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we shall trust strength of our Lord. Strength of Yah. We prepare, we practice, we remember, we look forward to, but that is not our salvation. Scripture says, lift up our eyes. We know from whence our help comes from. But we also know he told us to prepare. Be ready. Be as wise virgins, not foolish virgins. So we do our best to prepare, obey, be ready. Luke 3. The The 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herodias, district ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, district ruler of Eutor and the country of the Trachonites, and Lucinius, district ruler of Abilene, Hanan and Caiapha being high priests, the word of Elohim came to Yohanan, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the neighborhood of the Jordan, proclaiming an immersion of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it had been written in the book of the words of Yeshayahu the prophet, saying, "Voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yah, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough become smooth ways, and all flesh shall see the deliverance of Elohim." He said therefore to the crowds that came out to be immersed by him, "Brood of adders, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" It's a nice greeting to your guests. "Therefore bear fruit worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that Elohim is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones, and even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." The crowds ask him, saying, "What then shall we do?" He answered and said to them, "Let him who has two undergarments share with him who has none. Let him who has food do likewise." The tax collectors also came to be immersed and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what is appointed to you." And soldiers asked him, saying, "What shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be satisfied with your pay." But as the people were in expectations, all were reasoning their heart about Yohanan, whether he was the Messiah or not. Yohanan answered, saying to them all, "I indeed immerse you in water, but one mightier than I coming, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to loosen, he shall immerse you in the set-apart spirit and fire." So what was John telling them to do? Here in the New Testament, the one who was prophesied to come and pave the way for Messiah. What was he telling the people to do? But when they asked him specifics, what was he telling them to do? He's giving them Torah. The one who prepared the way for Messiah, people to Torah. That was how to prepare them to receive Messiah. Isn't that exactly what Paul told Timothy? "The scripture which you had from your youth was to lead you to Messiah." Isn't that what Jesus himself said of the Torah and the prophets? On the road to Emmaus, did he not talk with those who were disciples, students, those who were of the word, who were discussing? And he opened the scriptures to them and showed from the beginning, throughout the prophets and the writings, it was all about him. He broke bread, he disappeared, and they said, "Did our hearts not burn within us?" So why would he come to do away with two-thirds of a book that was all about him and led people to him? Does that make sense? Let me ask you a question. If two-thirds of the book led to him and we did away with it, what him are we being led to today? careful. Well, Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Make sure you have not been given a counterfeit. Oh, but I know. I felt it. You know, Pharaoh's magicians did the same thing Moshe did for the first few. You know that Jesus himself said, in the end days, if possible, the very elect would be deceived. But maybe no more than Jesus. He said, in the end days, the love of many would wax cold because iniquity, lawlessness would prevail. Lawlessness. What does lawlessness mean? It doesn't mean lawless. Because lawless is the same. Lawlessness, the state of being lawless. If you're homeless, you don't have a home. If you're foodless, if you're jobless, if you're lawless, you don't have law. And what does the church say today about the church? We do not have law. And Jesus came to make sure. Jesus came to make sure the love of many would wax cold. Or they have another gospel. And what did Messiah say about those who came and preached another gospel? They would be antichrist. Is there any wonder why the king stood and said, depart from me? And they said, whoa, didn't I do miracles in your name? Didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I do all these things in your name? And he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, you lawless ones, I never knew you. It is amazing. We'll meet people that ask all the time, what are you? And I usually tell them I'm Old Testament Christian. They go, Old Testament. I go, yeah, I believe all the Bible. Oh, we do too. And the scripture says that all the scriptures inspired, breathed by God. That's right. It's good for correction, for doctrine, for all scripture is good for all scriptures. Either it is or it isn't. God does not contradict himself, never has, never will. He was the same in Genesis 1:1 as it is at the end of the book, and it'll be forevermore. He was either the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, or he wasn't. And if he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, what was the first covenant even based off of? If not what Yah had already purposed in his heart to do, if not what Messiah had already submitted to before the foundation of the world. Till the fullness of time had come. What was Abraham looking forward to? What did the patriarchs in Hebrew have their faith in? He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's not. Now listen, let's go back to 15. Yohanan answered, saying to them, I indeed immerse you in water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal straps I'm not worthy to loosen. He shall immerse you in the set-apart spirit and fire. Who is he talking about? Messiah. Even the church would agree there, but we stop reading there most of the time. This is what he said about Messiah and his coming. His winnowing fork is in his hand. He shall thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his storehouse, but the chaff he shall burn with unquenchable fire. Was that Jesus meek and mild that came to save the whole world? And did Messiah not give a parable? And he said, went out and he saw the wheat and the tares growing together. And they said, shall we go and rip out the tares now? And he said, no, lest the tares rip out the wheat. At the end of the age, the angels will go and gather all in, and I shall separate the wheat from the tares. And urging with many other words, he brought the good news to the people. We'll stop right there. This Thursday, we'll celebrate Yom Kippurim, Day of Atonement here. Again, just for the sake of having been able to do the calendar, plan things ahead of time for those who needed to take off of work. We'll meet. It'll be, again, a day of afflicting our souls, so we won't have Oneg together that day. But we will meet and have service. And then the week after, we'll celebrate Sukkot. The time is quickly coming upon us. And I believe the times are quickly coming upon us. At least I almost hope they are, because when I see the world, I don't know how much darker it could get and how much more we can tolerate. If Biden has his way, very shortly, you won't be able to work, and he's asking every business to say, don't let them come in and buy or sell unless they have a vaccine passport. It may not be the mark of the beast. I'm not saying it is. But the scripture says in the end days, they won't be able to buy or sell, and Biden is saying, with this, please let it be that they cannot buy or sell. If you do not see us being at the end of time, slumber on. May we humble ourselves and pray while there is still time to turn. Father, thank you that you are not moved by these times. They do not concern you, upset you. Nations are but dust. You did not wring your hands on 9/11. You did not take you by surprise. You have told us end from the beginning. And you have promised that you would do nothing that you did not reveal it first to your servants. May we have eyes to see. May we have ears to hear. May we have wisdom for these days ahead. May we truly pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malhuto. Shalom.